Mark Edwards here. My guest today is Mark Kinsella, CEO of Council on the Aging WA, and also someone who is very knowledgeable on the health needs of people as we age. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Great to be here today.
That's good. To start with, could you give our listeners a brief outline of your background in matters related to health and fitness?
Thanks. So I've had a very interesting career generally. I started as a clinical nurse educator and worked in intensive care, and I was an officer in the Australian Army doing health education. And then I was very fortunate to become an advisor for the Commonwealth Minister for Health, who's now the opposition leader, Susan Lee. And then I've worked on both sides of government and not government, and worked in not-for-profit organisations advocating for better health outcomes for all Australians.
If I'm age 60 years old plus and I'm taking regular walks and I try to make healthy choices about what I eat, am I doing enough to maintain my fitness and health into old age?
Well, firstly, great work. I think you're on the right track. Getting that physical activity and making sure your diet's well managed and you're keeping your weight down is a really big part to living a healthy and long life. The other thing I would add is that strength training really is a must. There's lots of research around doing strength training and strength and balance training, particularly for older people, and it can really improve both longevity, but also reduce the risks of getting chronic diseases as we get older.
So why is maintaining body strength so important to older people?
That's a great question. And we know that through recent research, most older people sort of suggest or, you know, expect that frailty just becomes part of aging. But it's actually not, and you can stop frailty, and you can even reverse frailty through strength and balance-based training programs. You know, a really important part of managing or maintaining your strength is just simply to avoid musculoskeletal issues and pain. A good example I can give recently is my father, who was a very active, person who probably was not looking at doing as much strength-based activities with his shoulders and arms, and then went and used his arms in a strength-based activity and then tore a muscle in his upper shoulder, which as an older person can take a really long time to heal. It took up to 6 months worth of physiotherapy to get back on his feet. So that's a great example that happens to older people across Australia every day. And doing little bits of strength-based training every other day is really important. A couple of examples of really easy things to do is to use things like bands. If you go along to any of the seniors expos, there's normally those free exercise bands. They're available for older people. They just provide a bit of resistive strength. So you can do resistive strength-based training, or just things around your home, like picking up a couple of tins of peas or vegetables and just lifting those up through a full range of motion through your arms. Those are really good activities just to keep things moving.
I know that as we get older, we become more prone to falls. Is there anything we can do to reduce this risk?
Yeah, so it might not surprise you to learn that every 15 minutes in Australia, someone's admitted to hospital from having a fall. And it's really important that it's not an embarrassing thing. As when we're little, we learn to balance through exercising the little muscles in our ears. And unfortunately, as we get older, those muscles become a bit lazy and they forget how to balance. And so what happens as we age is we know that we are less able to adapt when we do suffer a loss of balance. And that's the real risk, is that it's normal for all of us to have little losses of balance. The issue is when we get older, that the impact of having a loss of balance, which may result in a fall, is significantly greater. And I've met people who have had very simple little falls, and you probably know them as well, and they've ended up causing major damage to themselves, fractured hips and fractured arms and damaged legs. And the recovery period when we're older is much, much longer. So what we want to do is make sure people aren't having falls in the first place. So like all muscles, we can actually exercise our balance muscles. And so there's a couple of little things that we can do just every day to improve our balance. And so what I would encourage you to do is to stand on one leg for 30 seconds and try to increase it a little bit longer every day. So a couple of things I always advise is when you're boiling the kettle, for your cup of tea or cup of coffee, use that time just to hold the bench in your kitchen and to lift one leg. Hold it for 30 seconds, put the leg down, and then try with the other leg. And just slightly every day, try to increase the length of time that you can stand on one leg. If you're having issues standing on one leg, you can actually stand on both legs and just place one leg behind the other leg. And that can be a way of improving your balance. There's a really scary statistic that I quote, but I quote with some caution. And this also excludes people who have got physical issues with knees and hips. But if you can't stand on one leg for longer than 30 seconds, you have a 100% chance of dying in the next 5 years. Now, why that's scary is because mortality is scary. However, what it tells us is that we can train ourselves to balance, and that will extend our life significantly. So really important that every day we just do a little bit to try to improve our balance just through those exercises that I've described, and that will significantly extend our life.
Notch affair, but I still got my health, so what do I care? My best ring of lights is a glass solitaire, but I still got my health, so what do I care? By fashion and poppery, I'm never discussed. Attending the opera, my box would be a bust. I never shall have that Park Avenue air, but I'm in such health, why should I care? Doesn't make people stare, but I've got such help, what do I care? The sight of my pops never stops a thoroughfare, but I've still got my health, so what do I care? Your face is your fortune, so some wise man spoke. My face is my fortune, that's why I'm totally broke. My ship ain't coming, but I agreed while I bet, cause I've got my vitamins A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I still have mine. Got no diamonds, got no wealth, I got no man, but I got my health.
Is there anything else we should know about which could improve our chances of maintaining fitness and health as we age?
There was recently some research released by COTA in New South Wales, which found that almost 70% of older people experience loneliness and social isolation. And of the survey group, they found that a number of people, almost 10%, were going out of their home less than once a month, which is really scary. So we know that loneliness and isolation can have significant health impacts, both on our mind and our body. And so I encourage everyone to really look at your social isolation. Find a group, join a class, keep active, stay in touch with family and friends. As my own personal little anecdote, I love to walk my two golden retrievers in the morning around Deepwater Point. And there's a lovely group of older men who walk down there at 6:30 every morning. And that's just something that they've picked up as a habit. They get out of the house, they join each other in their group, and they go for a walk. But we have a wonderful, rich community in Western Australia, and there are lots of great community organisations that are really desperate for members, for people to get involved. Groups like Men's Sheds, community radio like this, where every time you're announcing different community groups, we are so lucky in Western Australia to have these community groups. So I'd encourage you, just get involved. And if you're not someone who wants to get out, and I often hear from older women that they find it really hard to get their husbands out and about. We know that loneliness is much, much higher in older men. There's things they can do online to get engaged. Things like, you know, having a voice chat with family, or doing a video chat with family, or getting a dog is a great way of being socially active and getting out. It's just trying things, putting one foot in front of the other and getting out there. That's a really key one for you, for everyone.
And Matt, you are CEO of COTA WA. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about COTA.
Yeah, so COTA's got a really proud history. We're 65 years old, and we've been around in Western Australia for a really long time. which is fantastic. I like to say that, as all people who are older than 65 should say, is that the best years are ahead of us. Our chair, Dr. Carmen Lawrence, who was the first female premier in Australia, is a really active member of our community. And our role is really three things. So we run an exercise and balance training program called Strength for Life. So 5,500 older people across Western Australia through 47 of our partner gyms undertake a Strength for Life class every week. And that's really about balance and strength-based training. So if you want to find out more about our Strength for Life class, you can Google Strength for Life, or you can look on our website, which is www.cotawa.org.au. We also do a lot of education for older people on how to get the most out of your senior years and how to get the most from life. And we advocate for older people. So we look to talk to government about key issues affecting older people, whether that be housing, social services, health, access to aged care services. Unfortunately, last year we lost our funding from the state government. And so at the moment, we're just a very small, not-for-profit community organisation trying to exist in a very challenging financial circumstance. But we are a membership organisation. It's free to be a member of CODA. If you go to our website, please sign up. It's under the membership tab. And our website is, as I said again, www.cotawa.org.au. A couple of things for the future for us is we're advocating with government really strongly about housing. We think that it can be really hard to find the right house for you as you age, and it can be really hard to navigate aged care services as part of that. And we really need both the federal government and the state government to be working together to really improve the way that older people can access services. So in Western Australia, we've just had the older adult hubs announced by the Cook government, and we really congratulate that. Those hopefully will be face-to-face physical access points for older people to go and get advice and support around how to age. We really hope that the government co-design those with older people and with CODA WA to make sure that they're designed around the needs of older people and not just around the needs of clinicians. The last thing I'd finish with, which is really important, and what basically is the ethos of CODA WA, is that I want to say to older people, you need to be advocating for yourself. Unfortunately, it's very hard. The systems are very complex. The different health and aged care services are very difficult to navigate sometimes. And so if you're not advocating for yourself and you're not chasing things up and really pushing for support, no one will do that for you. And so we really want you to, end this conversation by saying, hey, it's wonderful that we're getting older, but we want you to be advocating for yourself so you can live a long and healthy and full life.
Thank you for those words. Finally, we are primarily a music radio station. What's one of your favourite songs and why do you like it?
Yeah, I love listening to the music on this station, so a great question. This whole session's have been about making the most out of our senior years, and so I'd have to say What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong has to be my number one for this conversation. It obviously, even on hard days, comes through as a nice reminder to us of how wonderful the world actually is.
Great selection. Well, thanks, Mark, for sharing your knowledge with us today. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you to all your listeners.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow so pretty in the sky are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.